This is our Be Moment. Our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am encouraging you not to break their spirit. And one way we break another's spirit is through our words. Recently, my son made a boneheaded decision, and there's just no other way to say it. The whole incident prompted me, though, to recall a discussion I had years ago with my pastor. One Sunday after church, I was talking with my pastor, and I happened to go on and on about the grade my son had in one of his classes and how it was driving me crazy because I knew he wasn't working at his full potential. I will never forget what he taught me that Sunday. He told me to watch my words, and he went on to say that I shouldn't simply scold and discipline him and leave it at that, but that I should speak into my son's destiny, that I should speak to him as if he were the young man I wanted to see 5 years from now. This was a very powerful lesson for me. My son is much older today, but I still use my words as seeds of inspiration spoken from my heart into his destiny. And of course, I did the same thing this time around. So first, I acknowledged him as a fine young man who's been making some really good decisions after graduating college and living on his own. But next, I was very honest with him about the poor decision he made this time. And finally, I spoke into his destiny by reassuring him that I believed he was well-equipped to turn everything around for his good. So whose destiny are you speaking into today? And as you think about that, remember these words: let no corrupting talk come out of your mouths, but only such as is good for building up. Ephesians 4:29. Share today's message and watch Be Moments every Wednesday on the Boost of Blessings YouTube channel. So today, speak into their destiny.